Children, today we're going to read about two miracles that the Lord did, two wonderful things. Hear the word of the Lord in the Gospel of Matthew, part of chapter 14. And straightway, Jesus compelled his disciples to enter into a ship and to go before him to the other side, while he sent the crowds away. And when he had sent the crowds away, he went up into a mountain privately to pray. And during the evening, he was there alone. And the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And the disciples, seeing him walking on the sea, were disturbed, saying, "It is a phantom." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Have confidence, I am. Do not be afraid." And Peter, answering him, said, "Lord, if thou art, order me to come to thee on the waters." And he said, "Come." And Peter, coming down from the ship, walked on the waters to come to Jesus. But seeing the strong wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And straightway, Jesus, stretching out the hand, took hold of him and says to him, "O thou of little faith, why didst thou doubt?" And when they entered into the ship, the wind ceased. And they who were in the ship coming worshipped him, saying, "Truly, thou art the Son of God." Amen. So, can you imagine what it would have been like if you were one of the disciples on the ship, tossed by the waves, been struggling, trying to get across all night, and then you see Jesus walking on the water, walking on the sea, coming toward you. And once you realized it was Jesus, would you have dared to say to him, as Peter did, "Lord, order me to come to you on the waters"? Would you have dared to do that? It's interesting that Peter was the one who did that because his name means a rock. And of course, a rock would normally sink right down. But Peter trusted the Lord. And so the Lord said, "Come." And Peter stepped out of the ship and began to walk across the sea to Jesus. But then, as you know, Peter began to notice the wind, the strong wind, and I'm sure it was making big waves, and he began to sink. Why was he sinking? Well, because it was because he was afraid. It was sort of like the winds had distracted him from thinking about the Lord and how the Lord can do anything. And so he forgot, or maybe he didn't have enough faith, didn't have enough trust in the Lord. Anyway, he began to sink down. But at least Peter knew what he should do in that situation. At least he knew to say, "Lord, save me." And of course, the Lord did. He reached out his hand immediately, took hold of Peter, and lifted him up. Imagine how that must have felt to Peter when he thought he was drowning, had the Lord's strong, firm hand lift him up so he could stand on the waters again. And then they walked back to the ship and climbed in. And as soon as they got into the ship, what happened? The wind quieted down. It was peaceful again. Amazing, isn't it? Here's a picture. I don't know if you can see this very well. Here's a picture of Jesus standing on the water, reaching out and taking Peter by the hand, helping him out from the waters. Now, the thing is that there's lots of times in people's lives when life gets scary, when they feel like, "I just can't cope. I can't deal with this. I can't." But those are wonderful times for us to learn, yes, I can't, but the Lord can. The Lord is so strong. He can do anything that's good. And he's always with us. He's always with us wherever we go. You go fly away to some other country of the world, the Lord is with you there. If you are in a boat on the water, if you're in a submarine under the water, you're flying through the air, the Lord is always with you. If you go up to heaven, of course the Lord is with you. But even in hell, the Lord is with people, saving them as much as they're willing to be saved. And that's something that the Lord helps us learn when we have to go through scary times. Now, in this story, Peter realized that he needed to call out to the Lord to help him when he was in trouble. And that's something wonderful for us to learn as well, that when we're in trouble, we can call out to the Lord. And it doesn't always seem as though the Lord helps us right away when we think we need the help the most. Sometimes the Lord has to let the problem carry on for a little while because he sees that's the way we're really going to learn. Because Peter, in this story, the Lord said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And perhaps Peter was embarrassed and thinking, yes, I really should have had more trust in the Lord. But after this experience, Peter knew better than ever that the Lord could help him. He could remember what it felt like to have the Lord take him by the hand and pull him right up out of the water while the Lord was standing on the sea, and how the wind quieted when they got into the ship. And the Lord is always saying to us, as he said to Peter, "Come, come to me." He wants us all to come to him. And we can come to him by living a good life, especially by not doing the things the Lord says not to do, and instead being a useful person who helps other people. That is especially how we come to the Lord. And the Lord is always eager to help us come to him. He's ready to help us as soon as we ask him. He's going to help us. And the more we come to him by living a good life, the more confidence we gain in the Lord. The more we see, the Lord helped me that time, he helped me that time, helped me that time. The Lord keeps helping me. We see more and more that the Lord is always helping us. And so our trust in him grows and grows. So let's be like Peter in this story. Let's be willing to say to the Lord, even if it seems a little scary, tell me to come to you. Even though it might involve doing something looks dangerous, like walking on the water, the Lord says, come to us, then we can trust that it's going to work out. And then we can come to him. And when it gets scary, let's remember, call to the Lord. Lord, save me. Because then the Lord can and he will. Amen.